divisive spirit that will lead somebody right out of the kingdom of God into the kingdom of darkness. In Evangelism 370, where Sister White was speaking about a time when Paul was not having the ability to share the hard truths of the gospel, and she tells why. She says, "It was impossible for the apostle to reprove wrongdoing without some who claimed to believe the truth becoming offended. The inspired testimony could do these no good, for they had lost their spiritual discernment. Jealousy, evil surmising, and accusing closed the door to the working of the Holy Spirit." These people in Ezekiel, the place they started was at the image of jealousy, which accepting jealousy into your experience closes the door to the working of the Holy Spirit. And if the Holy Spirit isn't working in your life, there's no way you're going to be sealed. Now, jealousy is a very fundamental principle that takes people away from God. Signs of the Times, February 5th, 1879. Cain and Abel represent two classes, the righteous and the wicked, the believers and unbelievers, which should exist from the fall of man to the second coming of Christ. Cain slaying his brother Abel represents the wicked, who will be envious of the righteous and will hate them because they are better than themselves. They will be jealous of the righteous and will persecute and put them to death because their right doing condemns their sinful course. The Faith I Live By, page 67. Lucifer was envious and jealous of Jesus Christ. The very beginning point in Ezekiel is identifying that God's church, those that receive the mark of the beast, are going to stumble over jealousy, the very starting point of Lucifer, the very starting point of Cain. That's what's taken place in our church. A solemn thought for all of us if we see jealousy coming up in our experience. Now, after the image of jealousy is described in Ezekiel, we see the chamber of images. And from Signs of the Times, December 18th, 1901, Sister White says this: God created man with affections capable of embracing eternal realities. These affections were to be kept pure and holy, free from all earthliness. But human beings have lost eternity out of their reckoning. God, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the one who holds and is keeping the destiny of every soul, is forgotten. Supposing themselves to be mighty in knowledge, men have let themselves down to the lowest level in God's sight. The mind has become earthly. In the place of revealing the impress of divinity, it reveals the impress of humanity. In its chambers are seen the imagery of earth.